planking?
Planking?
Yeah, planking.
No, I haven't heard of planking.
Planking is like where people, they are like really stiff, like a board.
Uh-huh.
And they, I don't know how it works.
Is this exercise?
Yeah, like there's a whole movement where they're, you know, you just keep your body really stiff and you move, you know. Yeah, like your body is like a board.
When people walk on you?
I know. I don't know. I'm sure there's like, if you were to do like, go to YouTube, I'm sure there's like loads
planking.
Of stuff. Planking. Oh, that's kind of like the French exercise or craze parkour. You ever seen parkour?
Parkour? No.
Yeah, parkour is pretty cool. Parkour is like these guys, they run and they like run against walls and they'll do flips or they'll jump over stairs. And
Does it have another name, like urban something? It's used in the opening scene of some movies,
yes.
Like in the James Bond movie.
Yes,
where
exactly.
They're running over the
buildings
and over the roofs. Yeah, I know it by another name. Yeah, it's really cool.
But that's
well, that'd be cool, wouldn't it, running around the rooftops.
Right. But the guys that do parkour, they remind me of the guys on the infomercials in the States where they'll have some machine and they'll like, if you buy the muscle flex, you'll get muscles just like this guy. But only the guy in the commercial that already has those muscles can look like that. And I think like the guys for parkour, like you already have to be this amazing athlete, I think, to do it.
And I guess you must have to have some kind of mental agility or faculty that makes you push yourself in very dangerous situations. Like having the desire to leap from one rooftop to another or run up a wall or...
I know, I can't imagine the adrenaline.
No.
Yeah. Like it's, if you make a mistake, you're pretty much doomed.
Yeah, you've not got so many margins for error or learning in one of those sports.
Exactly. So would you be interested in trying any of them? CrossFit, planking, parkour?
One thing I have seen recently was an extreme trampolining, which is kind of combining a wall, like you had a wall with a ledge, a high up ledge, very narrow ledge, high up this wall, and then underneath it a trampoline. And so I saw the guys jumping from the ledge down, and then they did that thing where they kind of ran up the walls, flipped back over, went down onto the trampoline. And some of them had two walls adjacent to the trampoline and would jump from one wall down onto the trampoline, then twist and come up onto the other ledge on the other wall. That was pretty cool.
Wow.
And I guess maybe that's how you would start out with a trampoline or a net or something, and then you could... I could imagine doing some trampolining or leaping around like that, but I'd quite like a safety rope or
yeah,
a harness.
I think so.
And then if I didn't quite make it, somebody could just pull me up. I have done some rock climbing. A lot of rock climbing, and I enjoyed the adrenaline of that.
Oh, wow. I mean, you would actually go up real cliffs.
Yeah.
Not like just the thing in the gym.
I started out in the gym and got some basic skills, footwork skills, and, you know, got the feel of what it's like to balance on a small ledge and pinch a small outcrop of rock and hang and rappel back down. Once you get to the top as well, you have to get back down again. So learning the equipment, the harness, the ropes and that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I've done it outside as well.
Well, you weren't scared of falling.
Very, very scared. Very, very scared. But that's something that you have – if you want to conquer an extreme sport, you have to be willing to face your fears and get a kick out of facing your fears.
Yeah.
So